So proud to have as my guest on the Community Corner this morning, Darkus Brenneman. Darkus is Vice President, Business Development Officer with First Bank. And last Thursday, at the Northern Shenandoah Valley 73rd Annual Meeting, was selected as the Volunteer of the Year. Darkus, congratulations and thanks for what you do. Welcome.
Thank you, Barry, and it was such an honor to be named Volunteer of the Year with the United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley. I think I'm still smiling.
Well, you should be. You should be. Also want to send out congratulations to Nathaniel Danzy of James Wood High School. He was selected as Youth Volunteer of the Year. You know, it was really cool because you give so much time to so many nonprofits, but in particular the United Way, and we'll talk about that. But on Thursday night, I was touched by the thank you that you gave to your husband because, let's face it, there's a lot of nights you're at meetings. Mm-hmm. A lot of weekends that you're at events. And you also thanked the businesses, not just First Bank, but other businesses that have allowed you to give the time that you do.
Because I've been employed by some great businesses here in the Winchester-Frederick County market, and without their support, I just wouldn't have been able to be as active in these nonprofits as I am. Some work does happen during the day, and then, of course, I have to do the regular work in the evening times, and that's where the support from my husband and my family come from. But I am very blessed to work and have worked with local companies that believe in giving back.
You give so much of your time to different nonprofits. What is it about United Way Northern Shenandoah Valley that makes you want to spend so much time with them? Because you're coming back on the board for a number of years. You were heading up the Day of Caring. But what is it about United Way that makes you want to give your time?
Because the United Way touches so many people. It touches all the nonprofits here in the market between Page County, Shenandoah, Frederick, Clark, and the city of Winchester. You know, we depend on payroll deduction to help sustain the United Way, but those monies go directly to the nonprofits. If you designate a nonprofit, it goes directly to that nonprofit. And if you do not, through our grant system, we are giving grants out to those nonprofits. And we just do so much for the community. And, you know, our Rubbermaid sales every month, they give back to a nonprofit designee. And then, of course, being able to participate in the Day of Caring. I mean, if you haven't participated in the Day of Caring and you have an opportunity to do so in September, I would highly encourage you to call the United Way office and just do a day of service to maybe another organization, nonprofit, or an individual and give back to them in that way. It's just so rewarding.
You had a message on Thursday night when you accepted the award. You had a message for businesses, all sizes of businesses in our community, to participate because it goes full circle. Sometimes these businesses have employees that are going through a tough time, and these businesses will refer their employees to United Way.
That's exactly right, Barry. You know, 2 years ago, we created what's called the Valley Assistance Network, and we use the acronym VAN. And it really does help connect different nonprofits in the community with those in need. We have a lot of people that stay right on the cusp of success and perhaps failure in their lives. Maybe it's homelessness or can't afford to pay the grocery bill or the phone bill or electricity. And they need the support of someone to help them figure out what are all the different resources available in our community that can help them. And if we can solve one problem, it might alleviate other issues that might arise in the future.
And as we part here, Darkus, you have a message that, hey, if you don't have the funds to give to United Way, there's other ways to serve.
You know, we're always looking for time, talents, or treasures. So if perhaps this isn't the time to do payroll deduction or make a donation, certainly we would love to have your time to help volunteer with the Valley Assistance Network. And I'm sure there's other organizations here in the community that also need volunteers. So if you reach out to the United Way, we'll be able to figure out where perhaps your best talent will fit because there's so many needy in our community and we have the opportunity to serve.
And she serves and serves and serves. The Volunteer of the Year 2019 of United Way, Darkus Brenneman, congratulations. Thank you for what you do. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Barry.